They led Jesus therefore from Caiaphas into the praetorium, and it was early. And they themselves entered not in the praetorium, that they might not be defiled, but might eat the Passover. Pilate therefore went out unto them and said, What accusation bring ye against this man? They answered and said unto him, If this man were not an evildoer, we should not have delivered him up unto thee. Pilate therefore said unto them, Take him yourselves, and judge him according to your law. The Jews said unto him, It is not lawful for us to put any man to death. That the word of Jesus might be fulfilled, which he spoke, signifying by what manner of death he should die. Pilate therefore entered again into the praetorium, and called Jesus, and said unto him, Art thou the king of the Jews? Jesus answered, Sayest thou this of thyself, or did others tell it thee concerning me? Pilate answers, I am a Jew, thine own nation and the chief priests delivered thee unto me. What hast you done? Jesus answered, My kingdom is not of this world. If my kingdom were of this world, then would my servants fight, that I should not be delivered to the Jews, but now is my kingdom not from hence. Pilate therefore said unto him, Art thou a king then? Jesus answered, Thou sayest that I am a king. To this end have I been born, and to this end am I come into the world, that I should bear witness unto the truth. Every one that is of the truth heareth my voice. Pilate said unto him, What is truth? And when he said this, he went out again unto the Jews, and said unto them, I find no crime in him. But ye have a custom that I should release unto you one of the Passover. Will ye therefore that I release unto you the king of the Jews? They cried out therefore again and said, Not this man, but Barabbas. Now Barabbas was a robber.
于是他们把耶稣从该亚法那里派到外院去。那时天气尚早，他们自己却没有进行到外院去，恐怕被玷污。而且他们这样的话就不能去吃逾越节的筵席了。于是比拉多就出来到他们那里说，你们控告这人是出于何等目的呢？他们回答说，这人若不是作恶，我们就不能把他交于你。于是比拉多对他们说，你们自己带他去吧，按你们的律法审判他吧。犹太人回答说，我们没有处理权力去处死任何人。这正是要应验耶稣所说的话，就是他要怎样死也都是可以的。于是比拉多又进了外院，叫了耶稣进来，对他说，你是犹太人的王吗？耶稣回答说，这话是你自己说的，还是别人指着我说的呢？比拉多回答道，难道我是犹太人吗？你本国的人和祭司长把你交于我，你又做了什么样的错事呢？耶稣回答说，我的国度不属于这世界，我的国度若属于这里，我的臣仆必要为此征战，使我不至于被交与犹太人，只是我的国不在这里。比拉多就说，这样啊，那你是王吗？耶稣回答说，你说我是王，我为此而生，也为此来到世间，特地为真理做见证，凡属真理的人就听我的话。比拉多又说，那真理到底是什么呢？他说了这样的话，他又出来到犹太人那里，对他们说，我看不出来他有什么罪过，但你们有规矩，在逾越节要我给你们释放一个人，你们愿意我给你们释放犹太人的王吗？犹太人又喊着叫说，不要释放这个人，换一个人，换成巴拉巴，而巴拉巴则是个小偷。大家好，我是主播 Kiki。第二阶段节目名称中文是 读经大讲堂，英文名称是 Bible Study。我们会采取轻松愉快的学习模式，带你进入新的学习世界。每次我会以学习者的角度做一个个人总结分析，然后 Ingrid Sister 会帮助我和大家进行深度的学习问题讨论。希望这样的趣味互动性过程给大家带来新的知识体验。以下还是我对姐姐的相关问题采访。今天是约翰福音的第29讲，欢迎大家在评论区留言讨论。Hello everyone, I'm Kiki. Chinese name of our second phase of the program is 读经大讲堂。English name is Bible Study. We will adopt a relaxed, also enjoyable learning mode to take you into a new learning world. Each time I will make a personal summary and analyze from the perspective of a learner.And then, Sister Ingrid will help me conduct in-depth learning and problem discussions with everybody. I hope that such an interesting and interactive process can bring new knowledge experience to you all. The following is my interview with Sister on related issue. Today is the 29th lecture on the Gospel of John. Everyone is welcome to leave a message in the comment area for discussion. Well,Firstly, is still my today's personal study summary. This part of the story continues after Jesus has been arrested. The Jewish leaders take Jesus to the Roman governor, Pilate, early in the morning. They don't enter the Herbarium because they don't want to be defiled before the Passover. Pilate asks them why they are accusing Jesus.And they claim he is a criminal. Pilate suggests they judge him themselves, but they insist they don't have the authority to execute him, which hints at Jesus' earlier words about the kind of death he would face. Pilate then asks some questions to Jesus privately, asking him if he is the king of the Jews. Jesus responds by asking if Pilate is asking this.For himself, or if others told him. Pilate, not being Jewish, is somewhat confused and says it's the Jewish leaders who handled Jesus over. Jesus' land is land's died. His kingdom is not of this world, means it's spiritual and not political. When Pilate asked if Jesus is a king, Jesus answered that he came to the worldbear witness to the truth, and those who seek the truth listen to him. Pilate responds by asking, what's true? And then goes out to tell the crowd he finds no guilt in Jesus. However, the crowd insists on releasing a prisoner named Barabbas instead of Jesus. Barabbas is known to be a robber, but they still choose him over Jesus.Now, let my beloved Ingrid sister make a go further summary.
Hello, sister. As you mentioned, a very important point here is that the Jews did not enter the residence of Pilatus because they wanted to celebrate the Passover. This shows how they were bound on their religious tradition and were not totally blind for the real light that came from heaven.
你好，妹妹。正如你所述，这里非常重要的一点是，犹太人没有进入比拉多的住址，因为他们要去进行庆祝逾越节，这表明他们被宗教传统所束缚，对来自天堂的真实和光明却视而不见。
Another important point that I found was that they did not answer the questions of Pilate, what accuse do you bring against this man?They answered, if he would not be a criminal, we would not bring him here. But they did not answer about the accused because there was no reason for to accuse Jesus Christ.
我发现另一个重要的问题点是，他们没有回答比拉多的问题。你对这个人提出什么指控？他们回答说，如果他不是罪犯，我们就不会把他带到这里。但他们没有回答关于指控的问题。因为没有理由去指控耶稣基督。
In the following text, Pilate searched an option for to get out of this court. he tells the Jewish to decide, but they decline because they are not allowed to kill somebody. It is interesting that they had already cleared to kill Jesus, even the court with the announcement of the verdict had not yet ended.
在下文中，比拉多寻找逃离法庭的办法，他让犹太人自己决定，但他们拒绝了，因为他们不被允许杀人。有趣的是，即使法庭判决尚未结束，他们就已经决定去杀死耶稣基督。
Pilate asked Jesus if he was a king, and Jesus wants to know who told him this. In the transcourse of the conversation, Jesus says that he is a king, but not of this world. Pilate cannot find anything that is worth to die on him, so he tried to deliver Jesus because he lets every Passover a criminal free. He thought the Jewish people will act against their leaders and call Jesus to be set free, but the crowd selected Barabbas to be free, who was a murderer. Barabbas is a symbol of the devil, and in place of electing God, the people elected the devil.
比拉多问耶稣是否是国王，耶稣想告诉是谁告诉他这样问话的。在对话的诅咒当中，耶稣说他是国王，但他并不属于这个世界。比拉多找不到任何值得为他让他判死刑的缘由，所以比拉多试图释放耶稣，因为每一个逾越节都会释放一个罪犯。他以为犹太人会反对他们的领导人，并要求释放耶稣，但最终犹太的群众选择了巴拉巴，而巴拉巴是一个杀人犯，他也是魔鬼的象征。犹太人民并没有选择上帝，而是最终做出了选择，选择了魔鬼。Okay, based on our Bible study content, now let me ask sister some related questions. We hope the following questions can be helpful to our brothers and sisters who have become just new Christians. The first one, Shwester, why did the Jewish leaders bring Jesus to Pilate? 犹太领袖为什么把耶稣带到比拉多面前呢？
The Jewish were not allowed to condemn someone to death. Therefore, they had to go to Pilate to get permission to do it.
犹太人不允许判处某人死刑，因此他们必须去找比拉多来获得他的许可。Next question. What does it mean when the Jewish leaders didn't want to enter the Papal Realm?犹太领袖不想进入比拉多的府邸，这又是怎么理解呢？
The Jewish were more occupied about their religion tradition as about the barbarity that they wanted to do at the moment by asking permission to kill the Son of God.
犹太人更关心的是他们的宗教传统，而不是他们当时想要做的野蛮行为。即使请求允许上帝之子这样的行为，实际上是不被允许发生的。Next question, sister. Why did Pilate ask Jesus if he was the king of Jews? 为什么比拉多问耶稣他是不是犹太人的王呢？
Pilate was a Roman leader. The Romans had occupied Israel at that time, and Pilate was responsible that the people kept quiet and that there is not going on a revolution against the Caesar in Rome.
比拉多是罗马的领袖，当时罗马人占领了以色列，比拉多负责让人民保持安静，确保罗马不会发生反对卡萨的革命。Next question.Sister, how does Jesus' answer show that his kingdom is different from earthly kingdoms? 耶稣的回答如何表明他的国度与世俗的国度是不同的呢？
Jesus' kingdom is the kingdom of heaven, which is not visible. It is in all of us that received Jesus as Savior and received the Holy Spirit as a seal.
耶稣的国度是看不见的王国。它就像存在于我们心间的王国一样，而接受耶稣作为我们救世主，接受圣灵作为印记是非常重要的事情。Next question, sister. What might Jesus mean by bearing witness to the truth? 耶稣说为真理做见证，这可能是怎样的意思呢？
Jesus is the truth, the way, and the life. He came into the world to show us that there is no other way for to come to God as believing in Jesus, His word, His death, and His resurrection.
耶稣就是真理，也是道路，也是生命。他来到世上是为了告诉我们，没有其他方法可以去接近上帝，只有相信耶稣，相信他的话语，相信他的死亡。以及他的复活。Next question, sister. Why did Pilate ask what's truth? And what do you think he meant? 比拉多问什么是真理呢？你觉得他为什么要这样反问呢？
It was a rhetorical question. I think he expressed with this question that his opinion about Jesus was that he was totally a fool.
实际上这就是一个反问句。我认为他用这个问题表达了他对耶稣的看法，他认为耶稣是个十足的傻瓜。Therefore, next question. Why do you think the crowd chose Barabbas over Jesus? 姐姐，你觉得为什么群众选择释放巴拉巴，而最终不是释放耶稣呢？
Their leaders have...Pilate sighted them, and there was in the group people who shout loud enough to make the others follow them.
他们的领导者已经使他们陷入瘫痪，并且群体中有很多人大声喊叫，让其他人去跟随他们。
They thought what the leader say is right. It is like the Goebbels effect we had in Germany. You put in the crowd people who clap their hands and the rest of the crowd will clap their hands too.
他们认为领导说的话就是权威的，是正确的。这就像我们在德国遇见的戈培尔效应。你把拍手的人放在人群中，其余的人也会跟随拍手。Next question. Sister.What does Pilate's decision to release Barabbas show about the crowd's priorities? 比多拉决定释放巴拉巴，这表明群众的优先考虑是什么呢？
The crowd preferred a murderer before a man who did only the good during his ministry.
民众宁愿去选择一个杀人犯或者是强盗，也不愿选择在传道期间只行善事的人。Next question, sister. How do you think Jesus felt being rejected by his own people? 你认为耶稣被自己的人民拒绝了，他的心情会是怎么样呢？
He was prepared that that will happen. Already in John 6, we read that he did not have confidence with nobody,Because he knew them all.
他已经做好了准备。我们在约翰福音第六章中读到，他不信赖任何人，因为他已经了解这世间所有的人类。The last question, Phil Sisson. So, what can we learn from Jesus' calm attitude during this difficult time? 我们可以从耶稣在困难时期的冷静态度中学到些什么呢？
When we are attacked, defending us is not always the right way. I have learned to keep my hands out and let God's hands enter. He will bring everything to the best.
当我们受到攻击的时候，保护我们并不总是最正确的方法。我已经学会了放开双手，让上帝的手进入到来。他会让一切变得最好，而我不需要做什么。
Even Jesus was crucified and suffered a lot. God brought it to a good end, as we learn in the next chapters.
即使耶稣被钉在十字架上，遭受了很多苦难，但上帝还是给他带来了一个美好的结局，正如我们在下一章中也会了解到。好了，今天的节目就到这里，感谢大家的收听，祝大家2024年秋天快乐，我们下期再会。